Weather conditions are adding to the misery and human suffering currently being endured by desperate refugees sleeping in campsites across the European Union. It is not clear what hope they can have for the future, even if they are not sent back to their own countries. Experts at this conference in Brussels conveyed a bleak outlook for those who have their applications to stay in the EU accepted, because the bloc is simply not equipped to integrate so many refugees.
We know that this is not going to go away as a problem. If we don't help newcomers get on a longer term path to adult education, to mentorship, then in the end we're going to end up with divided societies.
More than 1 million refugees arrived into the EU last year, mainly from Syria. The vast majority are currently seeking asylum in Germany. Senior officials from the country say they have learned the hard way not to push integration measures too soon, but worry that other EU countries might be doing just that.
Our experience is that we have to start very early, but sometimes we have to take into account that they came from a very difficult situation, they had a hard way, and sometimes you can be overwhelming them by structures and courses and measures.
Despite the scale of the crisis, the UK, the EU's second richest country after Germany, has agreed to take in just 20,000 Syrian refugees over the next 5 years.
Now, it is a question of solidarity. Not only it is a question of solidarity to help Germany, Sweden and other member states under pressure and to take on board some refugees and also asylum seekers.
In terms of language, education, employment, social networks, etc., experts say it takes on average 7 years for a refugee to be properly integrated into an EU country. But that statistic relates to normal times. Analysts say there is no way of knowing where the current crisis is going because it is so enormous and because there are so many divisions on the issue between EU countries. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.